Good morning, good morning. Today is November the 10th, 2021. Not going to be long with this trailer because that's what it's pretty much going to be today. I just wanted to uplift someone while I was uplifting myself, just telling people to just stay encouraged. Just continue to have faith and hope in every situation, even if it's situations that's unexpectedly happening in your life and is very detrimental and it causes so much pain and heartache. I just want to encourage all of you to just find a little bit of faith, the size of a mustard seed, and believe that God has power to change, remove, fix. He has power to do it all. Just trust him, because I have to encourage myself today. I'm in my headspace, just with different arrows and trials and tribulations that I'm currently facing in my life. And when you, don't really have that go-to person where you can just vent, release. God just always a consistent friend. He's amazing. He just show up. He show out. When you knock, he opens the door. When you talk, he listens. He listens. When you want answers, he responds. He's so full of understanding. And he's so full of love and compassion. And sometimes we look for those things in people. And we have to remember and be mindful that those things is not in everybody. But you can always find the same thing in Jesus. He will forever be the same each and every day. He is unwavering. He is unchanging. He is consistent. And I really just want to encourage anybody that's battling with anything in their minds to release it. To just release it. Release it. Cry. Let it out. Scream. Yell. Release it. Do not transfer it to anyone. Don't have nobody else feeling like you feel. Don't release your anger and your frustration and your sadness and your depression, your anxiety, your demons that you battle with, your manipulation, your lying, whatever it is that you're battling with. Loving the wrong people at the wrong time. Whatever it is, release it. Do not transfer it. Release it. Find that thing, that someone, that it, that gives you so much joy. Give you so much joy, so much peace. Whatever gives you peace, do it. Do not let the devil tell you, do not do anything that's going to allow you to have peace. Because he's a liar and he destroys and he kills. Ask God to show you people. Ask God to show you yourself so that you can always be informed against things that is sent to destroy you. Don't allow things to determine your happiness and your peace. We have one life to live on earth. So we should be able to live that in peace. Yes, we go through trials. We go through tribulations. People do things to hurt us. People make sacrifices to hurt us. People do things. It's life. Some people is just who they are. But when you start to allow it to depress you or sadden you or control your mind because of what someone else is doing, how they feel, they control you. You have given them the keys to your happiness. And today, I take my keys out of everybody's hand that it does not belong to. I do. If you don't have the keys to my success and to my happiness, I am taking it out of your hands. Find someone out here that understands the way that life can be set up. And they stand firm and strong with you. And they give you confidence and they give you hope to know that you're not alone. They don't just say it, but they show you. They show you that you're not alone. Get entwined with someone that understands that we all will face trials and tribulations. It doesn't mean that we ask for drama. It doesn't always mean that we ask for our life to be set up a certain way. We have no control over what other people do. We can't control that. But what we can control is the way that we respond to these things. We can control that. I'm going to control that. Yes, somebody might hurt me. They may do something to offend me, piss me off, like really vex me, annoy me, irritates my days, irritates my months, irritates my weeks, years. Just thorns in your side. But if I don't allow any of those things to self-afflict, then it won't. It won't. It won't. People pick and choose what they want to find to lean on. People really pick and choose. They try to choose their own purpose. They so dictatable. Like, people can be so selfish. And you just have to get away from those people. Anytime you go to someone and you confide in them or try to, and at the end of that conversation, you have gained absolutely nothing. You still stressed, you still depressed, you still wondering, you still guessing, you still confused. You still just feel like you really won't vibing with someone because you got no answers. You got no life out of the conversation. You didn't get no edification out of the conversation. Those are the people that you should not confide in. Actually, those are the people that you have to watch out for when you get off the phone with somebody and they just leave you so clueless. What did you get from me out of the conversation? Do y'all ever ask yourself that when y'all talk to people, you know, and you just still feel like you felt before you got on the phone? Those are people, those kind of people you need to stay away from. They have nothing to offer you. It's simple. It's very simplicity. They have nothing to offer you. Nothing. Nothing. I don't care what anybody say. No, you cannot change people. You cannot make people be who they are. You cannot make people be very truly loving and giving and encouraging and supportive and affectionate and passionate. You can't force those characteristics on any individual. You can't. Either they have it or they don't. They have it or they don't. And if they don't, it's okay. It's really going to be okay if they don't. It don't mean that you lose yourself. it don't mean that you take away your characteristics so that you can come down to somebody else's level. No, deal with people that's on the same level as yourself. You don't have to force things that has no intentions on being forced. It has no business on being forced. You don't force yourself on anybody. Anybody. When you find divine love, that love is going to be open. You're going to feel it. It's going to be welcoming. It's not going to be wavering. It's not going to be different one day and then the next day. No. When someone loves you, they show you with their actions. They care for you. They support you. They love you unconditionally. They love you despite of. And they deal with you when you are at your lowest. When you are at your lowest where you can't care for yourself, you can't pray for yourself, you can't support yourself, you can't defend yourself, you can't do anything for yourself. When you're down at your lowest and you just prohibited to doing anything for yourself, and you have someone that's loving you despite of you not even being able to fully love yourself, you don't hurt those people. You don't hurt those people. You love those people wholeheartedly.
Good morning, you guys. Today is November 13th, 2021. Thank God for allowing us to wake up and see another day. Just giving us hope and faith, grace and mercy. I'm thankful. Anytime I wake up and I just open my eyes, I just tell God, thank you. Because I could have died in my sleep. Death angels could have came by, visited me. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. This morning, I was just vibing with my daughter. And I was kind of asking her things like, you know, what matters the most to you? You know, what's your thoughts on life? How do you perceive things? You know, and if you could change things to be more realistic to you, how and what would it be? You know, and before she answered me, I said, you know what, Imani? I think I want to do an episode with you. Period. That'll be dope. And she like, yeah. Anybody that know her knows how she said yeah. But I just wanted to kind of get in my baby head, because it's very important to kind of allow your children, or any children for that matter, if you don't have children, to freely express themselves. And I always teach, you know, my children not, you know, not what they say, it's how they say things. And they have to come correct and they have to be respectful, but always feel free, you know, to express yourself the way that you feel is necessary. You don't want to hold anything in. And I try to stress that to all of my children. Sometimes it'd be a little hard for her because, you know, it's like, well, mommy, it's you, you know, and some kids want another child or another adult that they can kind of vibe with. You know, sometimes they may be embarrassed by the things that they talk about, the things that they sharing, you know, just all different type of reasons why kids don't fully express themselves. But I always try to leave that door open for my baby to talk to me about anything. I have to keep reminding her that I'm here. That's you who I do it for. You know, you're my reason. Your brothers is my reason. So anytime you feel any type of way, just say it. Express yourself. Let your voice be heard. You know, my husband got this thing about him where he always be like, pull up. He always tell me, and it's crazy because I say these things to her, but sometimes I have my moments where I don't, quote unquote, pull up. Like my husband tell me, he be like, baby, let me hear your voice. Like, use your voice. Pull up. Talk to me. What's up? And you laughing because you know that's what your daddy be doing. So, you know, I try to express that to her as well. And I had some questions for my daughter. I really want to know what matters the most. I want to know what matters to you the most, Amani. Like, honestly, what would you say matters the most to you in life?
I would say like my day, like myself, just spending time with family, and like spending time with family, just life.
That matters to you?
Yeah. Nothing else, you know.
So you will say that you're a very family-oriented person?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because I don't even be with this stuff sometimes. You always wonder, Mommy, can we do this? Go to such and such house? Can we go to the cookout? In my head, I'd be like, Lord, like, this is our family. But I understand what you mean. You just love those family-oriented vibes.
And, yeah.
And that's good. That's a good way to be. You know, that is a good way to be. What's your thoughts like on your life though? Like, what plans do you have for your life, or what kind of plans do you, you know, have or ideas, and you pray about it and you want to know if it's ever in God's will for you to have these things?
My thoughts in life would basically be like If I like want something, I'll go to God about it, you know, or like I'll just pray about it, and I know instantly like God just wouldn't like give it to you, you know, automatically. It takes time and process.
What are those things? Like, what's your thoughts on your life? Because I can tell you how I feel about my life all day. How do you feel about your life? When you think about your life, what are those things that you're thinking about?
I'm thinking about, like, bettering myself, just getting rid of, like, my bad flaws. And I want the Holy Ghost, and I prayed about that for, like, a while. That's something I'm working on. I'm working on myself, working on my flaws,
you know. You're talking about, like, the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Okay. Becoming like God fearing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's dope.
Yeah, and I'm also.
Do you really think about those things?
Yeah, I'm also like I know I'm in school and stuff, but sometimes like I don't feel like when I go to church, I'm like what can I do instead of just, you know, going to church? Like, what kind of activities I can do while I'm in church? You know, how can I help people? How can I help the pastor and stuff? And how can I better myself with God? You know, it's like, you can't just sit in church, just enjoying the service, you know. You got to get in tune with it. I basically just be wanting to do more than just sit and listen to the word. I be just want to do more for God. And inspire others, set a good example for younger girls. Just living life, basically. Yeah.
That is awesome. I think that's beautiful. I think that is, like, really dope. I think it's dope that your mind even take you that far. You know what I'm saying? You're, what, 15 years old?
Yeah.
I didn't have to think about it. I wanted you to say it. You're 15 years old and you're talking about just thinking to get the Holy Spirit. That's dope. That's dope. A lot of people don't thirst after God, especially children your age, because they so tempted by so many different things in this life. They have so many temptations out here every day that they have to fight through, you know. Mm-hmm. And some don't always get through it. They yield, Imani. You know, they yield to temptation. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's amazing. It's, I feel really good in my heart that you seek those things, honestly, you know. And your daddy was talking earlier about not just saying, but doing things, you know, walking in your purpose. Your daddy was just talking to me about that on the phone this morning. He actually gave me another title. He said, baby, I want you to do one on walking in your purpose. Walking in the purpose. So if that's what you want, you have to walk into it. Like, you can't just say, I want it. You have to get it. You have to get it. Whatever it takes for you to get it, you got to go get it. If it calls for you to separate yourself from people so you can get the Holy Spirit, then you got to do that. You know, if you got to humble yourself more, if you got to bite the bullet, bite your tongue, you know, if you got to pray more, if you got to read your Bible more, you have to find that it so that you can get it. You know what I'm saying? And that's good that you think of those things and to just be a better person overall. That's what it sounds like, you know. And that's good. How do you perceive things in this world? Like, that's big to me to know how kids feel when it comes to life. How do you perceive life? Like, what's your thoughts on not your life, but just the world in general? Yeah.
I think, basically, me personally, I think the world's like, change. I think it's, you know, it's crazy out here how the politics, how COVID changed everything, how we had to do virtual and we just getting back into school. It's like hard for me and probably other kids to adjust. And it's like the vaccine, you have to get the vaccine in order to go this place and other places. It's like crazy. And I think it's nothing but Satan, you know, just trying to get in people's minds. And I feel like people just going for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like it, you know.
What do you wish that, what, if you could change things and make it more realistic or comfortable for you when it concerns the way that life is set up, how would you do that? And what would it be? What would be things? If you had power to change things, what would it be?
I will clear COVID. I will open all the churches back up. I will allow everybody to come to my church. I will uplift people. I will bring girls my age, younger girls, sit down and talk with them, do fun activities with them, you know, take them out somewhere, you know. Just doing something different instead of just, you know, sitting down all day. Like, just getting up, enjoying, you know, enjoying life. I just like to see people happy.
Yeah. So you feel like COVID got a big impact?
Yeah. Just taking over and everybody feels like it's required for them to, you know, get this, the vaccine and that, you know.
You keep hollering about get the vaccine. You don't like the vaccine?
I don't.
Do you have the vaccination?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because it's nothing but Satan. He's just trying to trick people's minds up. And I feel like everybody.
Why do you think that?
I know it is.
You know? How do you know?
Because it's like, it's.
How do you know it's not a real disease that's going around or a sickness? How do you know that? Why do your mind tell you that this is some type of sort of manipulation?
I think
it
is.
When it comes to politics and the enemy just trying to destroy, you really think it is?
Yes, because they just trying to manipulate people's minds and stuff. Like, when I was in school in my class, and this girl wanted to do a cooking class, mm-hmm. and my teacher was like, you can't do the cooking class, and you have to have the vaccine.
Really?
In order to do the cooking class. And
you ain't tell me that.
And the girl said, no, I'm good.
Are you in the cooking class?
No, I'm not.
That's crazy. You didn't tell me that's what was going on either. You be holding stuff back. You be holding stuff back. How do you, like, really, for real, Monty, how do you think you can change this world in a more positive way?
Setting a good example. I like to sit down and talk with people, see where they're mad at. Yeah.
Since when?
I always been like that. I like to see, like, what people man is
since,
at.
Since when?
Like, I like having conversations, especially if it's interesting, but, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that, because you don't talk to me much. Yeah, so I can't validate that, ma'am.
Yeah, I like having conversations with people.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome. That is good. I just want to kind of see where you was at in your mind. You know, do you have questions for my viewers, my listeners, or even me? You got any questions?
Yes, I have a few.
For me?
Or both. Yeah,
okay.
I'll start with you.
All right, keep it cute. All
right,
keep it cute, honey.
My question is to you, when you dream of something, do they become realistic? If so, how do you deal with them and overcome your dreams if they're realistic?
You talk about like dreams you have when you're sleeping?
Yeah.
Now who this question for? The viewers?
You.
Me?
Yeah. Because you dream a lot.
I don't know. Keep it cute. Don't tell my business. I'm so weak. Okay. Why you didn't have a question for the viewers? Why, mommy?
I'm gonna get to them next.
I honestly, seriously, for real, all jokes aside, I really do believe that dreams do be realistic. How can I answer that? Because I do dream a lot, and I think I have learned that dreams have spiritual meanings. And they have natural meanings. But I also do believe that sometimes when we dream, it can be a subconscious thing. Things that we, like, think about deep in our minds sometimes. I don't feel like I have a lot of subconscious dreams because it's not really too much I think about, like, for to be creeping up in my dream, if that makes sense. But when I do dream, I do feel like that my dreams have meanings to it. And it do become realistic. Like, it becomes reality sometimes. I've seen a couple of my dreams unfold, like, for real. And they warnings. They warnings. And it might not be always the people that you dream of.
Right.
Those individuals that's in your dream can represent someone in that circle or in that bloodline or someone that's kind of close to you. You know what I'm saying? It can represent different things or different people, but I do believe that they become realistic. I've seen some of mine become reality for real.
Wow.
Yeah, honestly. For real. Yup. That was a good question, though. You in my mix, but it's a good question.
This question is for the viewers that's listening. Why some people are not realistic with themselves?
Oh, now that's a good question. Now, see, why you could ask that?
I just want
to know. Why you have to ask the viewers that? You could have asked mommy that. I could have listed. I could write a book.
Duke, can I hear your opinion?
Oh, no. I'm going to let the viewers have that, baby. Because it is, oh, my God, why is it important? What's the question?
Why some people are not realistic with themselves?
Oh, my. Oh.
And I had to think about that one, too.
That's the one. That's the one. Because, you know, it's really a lot of people that's not real with themselves. They be lying to themselves.
Yeah.
And they know they lie to themselves. Honestly. They know they be lying to themselves. I'm sure when they see their reflection in the mirror, they'll be like,
wow.
Hey, I be capping.
Yeah.
I be snatching. I actually have some people in mind. Like, honestly. A lot of people just not real with themselves. Either they lost touch of reality.
Mm-hmm.
They lost, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know, because it's so easy to be real.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to, like, I love me. I love me because that's one flaw that I don't have. Like, if I'm facing something, I'm in a battle, I'm up, I'm winning, like, my life is full of prosperity, or if I'm down in the dump, in the dungeon, you know, if I face trials and tribulations, like, I'm just going to be real with myself.
Right.
Like, I don't think you can get through life or get through whatever it is that you're going through being fake. No, you got to find your light and you got to find truth in, mm-hmm. in everything. Yeah. You know, the truth will set you free. And that's true. Like, it will set your soul free. You know, it takes too much energy to lie and be something that you're really not. Because it's going to come to the light. Like, it's not. And it's going to come to the light. You know, you can have a lot of people fooled out here and blind by a lot of different mm-hmm. things when they have this persona about them or put on this face mask. But under that face mask, it's like, it's no truth. Right. It's really no truth in them. You know what I'm saying? That's a good question. So I hope y'all hear her. But she said, what is it? Why is it important to be realistic? And I want some feedback. I really want some feedback. If y'all can send me a little video clip on it, or if you want to write it,
yeah.
That's awesome. And we can actually do another episode on this and piggyback on some feedbacks. Yeah. We can do it with somebody else, you know. Because right. I that's a dope question. Like, I think I'm going to ask a couple of people. No, I think I'm going to ask a couple of people this, okay? Yeah. Did you have any more questions, Imani?
I had, not a question, but I had a statement. I had to say something.
About what?
And
what you got to say now? You said a mouthful with the question.
And me personally, like, I love realistic because you're being yourself. Like, if you can't be real with yourself, you can't be real with nobody. I think, like, if you're not real with yourself, you can't be real with nobody. You're not, you know, being logic. You're not being in your right mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. Because some people would just try to fake, you know, and I feel like it would really be the closest ones to you, you know.
That is definitely true.
Yeah.
That is definitely true. That piggyback on what your daddy was saying this morning when he called. He was saying there's a lot of people out here that basically do a lot of things for clout.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say the word clout, but he by was basically attention. Saying they was doing a lot of things, you know, for mm-hmm. attention. And if they're going to do it, and you're going to do it, be real about it.
Right.
You know, have some truth behind, you know, what you're mm-hmm. doing. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody can be doing something, even if it's hustling. You got a hair salon, you got a barbershop, whatever. Whatever right. it is that you out here doing, just be truthful.
Right.
You know, walk in that purpose. Mm-hmm. Walk in that purpose for real, you know. It is a lot of clout chasing going on out here. Like, literally, it's very rare you find genuine people. Real, realistic, logic people. It's rare. I don't know why, but it's
rare.
It's just rare. It's not something that we have often these days. Because a lot of people live in a fantasy world. Really. They live in a world that's not meant for them. It was not designed for them. It was not sent for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And sometimes people, like, really kind of force themselves to be something that they're not. You know, everybody have a different calling on their life. Everybody's purpose in life is really different, you know. So when they feel like that their life is not aligning with other people's or what people feel like it should be, they form this ideal or this fantasy in their mind. And they would, you know, begin to live out that fantasy. Right. You know what I'm saying? And it's, at the end of the day, it's just a fantasy. It's not their true will. It's not their true way,
yeah.
you know. So, and that's what I tell people a lot of times. Do what makes you happy. Do what's for you. If it's selling a pen or a pencil, if it's writing poems, I ain't going to toot my own horn. But yeah. beep, beep. You know, if it's writing poems, if it's drawing, you're a painter, whatever fits you, whatever gifts and talents that you have, whatever it is, you got to tap into that thing, you know. And I'm not saying that if one individual have a talent that the next person can't have or share the same one, you can.
Yeah.
But it's going to be different. God made everybody different. Everybody not the same, you know. If a lot of people that have podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
My vibe is my vibe.
Right.
How I vibe is how I vibe. Now, if I get on here and I try to say something like Kirk Franklin saying or
right.
my demeanor come off like his, it's a fantasy. Mm-hmm. I formed a fantasy in my mind to present myself that way because of the look and the words that I may feel like he's saying is something that I want to portray, but it's not me. It's not my look. It's not my fit. So I'm going to stick to what's best for me and do what's best for me. You know, you always going to have somebody. You know how many people in this world? Like, God made so many people. You're going to have people that loves and admire your talent and your gifts. They can share it with you. They are appreciative for the gifts that God has given you, even if it's three people, even if it's five. You know, it's your gift. As long as you making somebody feel good or whatever your reasons for doing what you do. Because what I do it to encourage people. I uplift. I love to build. I just love to give people hope because everybody can't see, you know, what their future may be. So I try to talk to people about my life experience and stuff like that. You know, just really vibe out with people and just be real. Not just real with them, but real with myself. Because sometimes when I get on here, I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to myself. Sometimes I have to encourage myself. I have to uplift myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I do that. And I love to do it for other people. Like, nobody needs to feel like that they are alone. You know, and I feel like that's unrealistic when people feel like they can get through this world by themselves. They don't need nobody. They got it all figured out. Like, tell me the secret to that.
Right.
let me know, you know, if I could just hold my own hand and wipe my own tears every single time and don't need that ear to vent, you know, let me know. Because I fall short. I don't know about nobody else. I fall short, you know, and I'm not talking about just financially. Like, everybody has their seasons in their life, you know, and that is realistic. That is realistic. Having a realistic mindset, that's realistic to me, you know, just really understanding the way life is designed for us. That's realistic, you know, dreaming big, manifestation, that's realistic. Having things that's in our control and in our power, that is realistic. Anything that's out of our control,
It's not.
Anything that don't align with my soul, because I ain't going to have no battle, no war with my flesh and my soul.
No.
If I feel like my soul needs it, it just needs it. I try, really, really try not to, like, feed my flesh the things that my flesh want, because we all know that nothing is good about the flesh.
No.
You know, and that's realistic to me. Yep. Sorry, I got a little deep, but child, you got some good questions and some good statements, okay? Yeah, so we're going to wrap this up. And I'm hungry. You hungry?
Yes.
Who's cooking?
Me. You.
No. Today's the Sabbath day. I ain't cooking nothing. I ain't cooking nothing. Probably a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or some crackers. Can't get on that stove. What we gonna do for the rest of the day? Just chill and relax.
Relax.
Mm-hmm. Till the Sabbath is over.
Mm-hmm.
We should be on our way to church, but can we do virtual this morning, please?
Yeah.
It's been a long week for me, honestly.
This week been.
I've been through. Look, I don't even understand how I'm able to do these episodes sometimes. Because the way my week was set up, something was sent to destroy me this week, Marnie. I'm so serious. Something was sent to destroy me. And it's only the grace and mercy of God how I can stay up, floating, upbeat. Upbeat to the rhythm of strength. Life. Yeah. Strength. What'd you say?
Strength.
Period. Because I'm telling you, like, something really was sent to destroy me this week. I had a rough week. And I'm so thankful that I can, like, hey!
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful I can smile. I was still able to encourage and uplift other people even when I was going through a... You can't tell me my God ain't real. But that's a whole nother conversation, okay? Period. Because I got enough joy in my heart for so many people. Like, so many. But
we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to go ahead and get ready for my Sabbath day. Go ahead and tune in to this virtual service. And we do hope you all have a blessed day. Period. Bye.
Don't forget, we want feedback, my loves.
Bye, y'all.